your favorite podcast.
And let me tell you something. You better buckle up for today's episode because we are going to deep dive and tell you all about Coachella, Revolve Fest, Firefest.
It's a doozy.
Our experience.
What went down, the ups and downs of Coachella. Because we had many downs.
And we're basically going to break down like what Coachella is, why
influencers. What's the point? Why do people go? Yeah. Brands? Why do the brands even bring people out? What's the whole point of Coachella is? That's what today's episode's about.
What's the 411?
What's all the hot gossip the girls want to know?
We decided we're skipping Peek and Pit of the week because you're going to hear about our entire weekend this time.
Exactly. It's going to be, the whole entire weekend was a peek and a pit.
Yeah.
Combined.
Coachella's always that way. And I'm going to tell you, if you go to Coachella and you're not open to experiencing pure chaos for 3 days straight, I don't recommend going.
You're not
going to
have fun.
You're not going to have fun.
You have to be like aware that it's going to be kind of hellish.
You got to be just like open for those hellish situations.
Absolutely. The thing is, you guys, so basically Coachella is a huge festival. Happens in essentially Palm Springs, aka like Indio, California.
Yeah.
And it's in the desert. So it's like this huge, huge area in the desert. A ton of celebrities perform there, like a bunch of artists. So think of it as like an actual music festival, but it's just somehow turned into this like almost like
fashion show.
It's essentially like a VidCon.
A lot of people get very angry that influencers have turned it into a fashion show, but yeah. It's like, don't get angry about it. Just don't participate.
Celebs have done the same thing. It's celebrities have also turned into a fashion
celebrities
show.
Celebrities are just as guilty for turning into a fashion show, yeah. 100%. You know, and I think people who don't do influencing also like to get dressed up. I think it's fun. If people want to get dressed up, that's totally fine. And here's the thing, if they don't, Then don't do it. Because the thing is, at Coachella, I think everybody's so worried about themselves and how they look. They're not really worried about anyone else.
They're not paying attention.
They're not paying attention. Literally anything
else. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. But so Coachella, the reason why people go to Coachella, obviously, is to have fun at a festival. A lot of reason why brands will bring people out to Coachella is for promotion. And think of it almost like a brand trip.
It's like a brand trip for promotion. So if you don't know why people, like, why don't they bring their customers on brand trip or random people in a sweepstakes? Mm-hmm. Why do they keep bringing these influencers? Well, it's their following. So it's a marketing thing for them. They're able to get eyes on their product with requirement with posts for bringing the influencer.
Usually when it comes to Coachella, things like that, they, every time that I've gone, have had obligations from the brands to post. Yeah,
it's not a free ride trip. Like, you had to sign contracts before you go and agree.
They'll require X, Y, and Z.
It could be a YouTube video. It could be X amount of YouTube posts. Instagram posts, TikToks, IG stories.
Shorts, in my case.
They do. They require a little bit of everything, typically, from influencers, and they'll bring you out. However, if you want to go Coachella, you do not have to go with a brand. You can totally buy your own ticket. This year, the tickets actually dropped drastically in price when Kanye dropped out.
Once he dropped. So you can buy regular passes or you can buy VIP passes. I know artist passes, you can't like buy, there's no like section to buy artist passes, but their general admission VIP, you can go there. It's a very, don't get me wrong, like you're going to expect to also walk a lot there. It's a very hellacious terrain. It can get really, really hot.
And really, really cold at night.
Really, really cold at night. And so it's a very like just, It's a clusterfuck. Yeah. A lot of dust. It's a lot of wind. I blew my nose. It was brown.
Yeah. It's desert atmosphere that all this is going on in. And we're talking hundreds of thousands of people. So a lot of people, a lot of chaos, a lot of drugs are used there. A lot of alcohol is consumed. Honey. It's a big party in the middle mm-hmm. of the desert is what it is. That's and so what Coachella is. Also, just because there seems to be a lot of confusion. So just to clear things up, Coachella is its own festival. And then brands that are smart also throw their own events around it, but that's not a part of Coachella, and mm-hmm. you do have to get a separate wristband and be separately invited by these other parties, such as Neon Carnival. That is Revolve. Something. Neon Carnival is a big, crazy carnival that goes on at late at night after Coachella's over, that everybody, like mostly influencers and celebrities, I'll say, can you mm-hmm. buy a ticket to Neon Carnival?
I think you can too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So they go to after. Revolve Fest is something that people typically do before Coachella.
During the day.
Now, shit hit the fan with Revolve Festival this year.
But the thing is, it's not even this year. It's every year.
So this is the thing how are we just now talking? The thing is, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Revolve Fest is always a shit show getting in there. Yep. It always has been. I've experienced it firsthand multiple times. Uh-huh. And once you get in, it is an amazing time. It's so much fun. But they never have it figured out getting in there. Because they make you shuttle in. It's like this every single year, but the difference this year is TikTokers were invited.
Yes.
TikTokers are rewarded on TikTok for spilling the tea, but like in a news type of way. Like they tell what actually happened. Like mm-hmm. that wasn't rewarded on Instagram unless you were really a drama channel. You didn't really do that on YouTube.
Didn't talk about it.
So it always slipped under the rug and people just didn't know that this craziness is kind of what always happens. But with TikTokers, they're like, oh, no.
We're going to show
We're going to tell the down. Truth mm-hmm. and we're going to film it and we're going to show what it's actually like trying to get into this Revolve Festival.
So usually Revolve Festival starts around like 1 o'clock mm-hmm. maybe. And it goes like way late into the nighttime. But me and Laura, because we've done Coachella, you've done it 5 times, I've done it 4 times. Mm-hmm. I've been to Revolve Festival before.
Yeah.
You know, to like kind of get there a little earlier, like around like 2, because after like 3 o'clock, you're like doomed with this line.
You can't get in, because what they do is they make you wait in an area to get on a shuttle and shuttle in. You cannot have your Uber pull up and drop you off. You can't walk there. You can't get in unless you come off that shuttle bus. Mm-hmm. And you can't get out unless you hop in the shuttle and it takes you back to like the shuttle grounds. The pickup area. So that's where all this drama is coming from. It's coming from the shuttle space. It's mm-hmm. not coming from the actual Revolve Festival. It's people. So every year what happens is Revolve oversells the wristbands, mm-hmm. but every Coachella party oversells the wristbands. Everyone
knows it. Because
it's not just Revolve.
It'll be packed out. They want it to be packed.
They want their parties to be packed. And it says on most invitations that if you show up late or if they're at capacity, regardless if your name's on the list, they're not going to let you in.
Exactly.
That's super normal at Coachella. Mm-hmm. And so Revolve is basically overpacking out wristbands, as does every party.
Every party's doing the same
thing.
And
then shit hits the fan at the shuttles whenever, you know, it starts to add up.
Yep. The gag is this year, though, because of like the way it was seen. I don't even remember how it was the years before, like when it came to that situation, because I've gotten there early as well. Like, I didn't wait in any. The thing is, for me, though, as just a human being, I'm not going to be waiting in any line for hours long.
If I when it comes walked to a party. Up, because here's how me I'm and Manny it. Got in. Everybody was like, oh, you guys are so lucky. Well, one, we did have VIP wristbands, meaning it's a shorter line. They let VIP people have their own buses going mm-hmm. so that we were very lucky to get. But then they have general admission where you can buy a ticket and go to Revolve Fest for $180.
100%.
So all those people and anyone who didn't get a VIP wristband, that's where stuff got ugly.
You guys, the wait to get in that line after, I'd say, 3:30, I think for the general line was about 5 to 7 hours.
5 to 7 hours.
And 3 hours for VIP.
So the thing
is, it was like jarring.
We've been multiple times, so mm-hmm. we know not to mess around. People just don't know, and like I feel so bad for them. I genuinely do. I feel so horrible.
When we were talking to like the one girl.
Oh yeah,
I felt devastated. That came from like Washington.
Yeah, because the thing is, it starts at 1, so therefore you need to get to the shuttle pickup no later than like 2:30, or you're basically not getting on that bus.
Mm-hmm. Or you're not getting it, because the thing is, they are going to. people are going to get there at that time, and then the line's going to get too crazy. Because the thing is, you have to wait in line because you have to go through security. So they want to make sure that you're going through security, you're getting your bands, they're going through your bags. They want it to make, obviously, a safe atmosphere. But because that takes a little while, you have to get shuttled in and wait in line.
And that's why, yeah, that's literally why I think you have to get shuttled in and Revolve. You can't drive up because of the security check.
They like, need to make sure. Because there's celebrities there.
Yeah, they need to make sure that your bags are checked. And that makes me happy.
Me too,
that
absolutely. They're really, they have to.
They are pretty darn strict with the security there. And so me and Manny got there at like 2:15, waited 5 minutes, got on the bus, and we were there in no time, which I did text some people and was like, hey, like, I know everybody fucks around a lot, like at Coachella.
Don't
like,
forget to come a little you earlier.
You want to go ahead and come. And then I met up with a couple friends there, and they were pissed. They were really, really, like, really upset. Like, hours. They were mad. They were like, this is ridiculous. But I'm going to tell you this. If a line is 3 hours long,
I ain't waiting.
I ain't going to be there.
Baby, you cannot.
I ain't waiting. I'm going to see you later. Waiting.
But I think a lot of, okay, so this is also another issue. So a lot of people that were going to the Revolve party that did wait in line is because they actually had obligations to post for Revolve.
But I feel like that contract is null and void if you weren't able to provide a way for me to get into your festival.
100%. So a lot of people are saying that's what they're saying. They're like, well, if I can't get in, what are you gonna do? But you know, because they're contractually signed to go and to take photos, and like they got free clothes from Revolve. You have to post at the Revolve party, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so that's where it's all getting hairy. So it's a very, very frustrating situation. People had waited for 6 to 7 hours. I think at the longest, people were fainting.
Passing out. No, I mean, there was like a little water like thing. It was already gone.
Tell about
no
how.
Waters.
So no water. Oh my gosh, tell about TikToks. How people know we're running after the buses. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You guys, it literally was like a scene out of like a movie.
Like a out of the zombie fire movie or something. People were chasing down the charter buses to get in.
So imagine like a video of like a bus going by, right? And so it started getting to the point where apparently like bribes were happening with security. We found that out.
Yes.
So like the people were paying security to let them through quicker so they can get on the bus and get into the festival.
People I also heard were paying like the charter bus people to let them on the bus, like giving them a couple hundred. And so apparently, and I don't know how much truth there is to this,
but
Revolve got rid of that security team for the next day because they found out that was happening. And Revolve wasn't like, that's not okay. Like we don't want to hire people that are going to take bribes. Like it needs to be fair.
100%. So that was happening. People were waiting in line. A bus would come by and they would like all kind of run towards the bus to like get
like
on
bombard
it.
Because
they were literally like freaking out with the fact that it was like too crazy. It was super, super hot. They're trying to get into the festival. They've been waiting for 5 hours. Like I would literally blackout. I wouldn't even know what to do.
There's no way. The thing is, there's a lot of parties that happen at Coachella. Like so me and many. Manny had a itinerary of 10 parties. Literally for like 2 or 3 days. It was wild. But Revolve Fest is one of the most infamous parties.
Revolve and Neon Festival are kind of like the main ones during week
They're
one.
They're the main ones to get to. So people really want to go and get their content, be a part of it. It is really, really fun.
They had Post Malone performing.
Jack Harlow, Bia.
It's like a full-blown like festival. Like it's real.
So they have rides and like free drinks, free food. It's really fun. You'll see all, we saw like so many of our friends. So many.
And like celebrities. I saw Chloe and Halle walk by. I'm like,
oh yeah, we were really excited. It's like basically you pluck every influencer out of Coachella and put them in one spot, that's kind of like what Revolve is.
And celebrities.
Mm-hmm. It's filled with celebrities and Neon Carnival too, yeah. So it's really fun. I think Revolve does a really good job of putting it on every year, but the transportation is always the part where it gets ugly.
But the thing is, let's go and talk about day two, because I feel like they almost like amended their ways.
So obviously Revolve caught wind that this was not going good.
Bad.
It doesn't go
going
good
really
every
bad.
Year, but they were trying.
Or it got more press this time.
That's
why they tried harder. Because you really never know, because it's like, what if like the years before, like they didn't really care as much because it's like, oh, well, like no one's talking about it.
I was looking at the TikToks. I'm like, wait, this is like this every year. And I saw one girl and I texted to Manny. She was like, guys, this is like this every year. And I was like, dude, I just said that.
We literally just talked about this.
It's always like this. Like if you don't get there early, like
you're doomed.
You're doomed.
You're fucking doomed if you're not there early.
So basically it's like this every year. But the second day, so Saturday was the day that the Fire Festival comparison happened.
Yes.
Sunday.
Where it was like every man for themselves.
People were passing out. It was dangerous, bribing people. It got ugly. But the second day they really figured it out, I heard that they got double the buses.
Actually, I think they got like triple the buses.
Oh,
there you go. There was only like three buses the first time. And then I literally saw like maybe like eight or nine.
And the thing is, there was never a line on Sunday. There was no line. Mm-hmm. Like there was no line. Like none. People.
We got there like at 2:30, almost three actually.
We got there almost three to at the shuttle pickup on Sunday, and we said to each other, there's a long line, we're just gonna leave.
I'm going to
Coachella. We're not gonna wait on the line.
Yeah, we're not waiting.
There was no line. Mm-hmm. So we were like,
the buses are going so fast.
Yeah. And like there were so many more buses, and we were like, is no one at the festival? We get to the festival, it's packed out as it was Saturday. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they got their shit together really quickly.
So I know it's funny because we got so many DMs about Revolve, because a lot of people saw us that we were at Revolve. They're like, what actually happened? Like, what went down? And like for us, the experience was different because we did get there a little earlier, but we had so many friends that were there that literally were like, there was no water. It literally was like Fire Festival comparison.
Yeah.
And that we're talking about like the FYRE festival. You guys have, if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's insane.
A documentary. It's documentary. The most insane thing ever.
Mm-hmm. About like a literal like island. It's insane. You just have to watch it.
You do not want anything compared to
you
this.
You don't want it to be compared
it's
to Fire Festival.
It's not good.
No. So it got better. So I will say points to Revolve for
points
it getting better.
Points to Revolve because they listened and they were like, okay, we have to fix this.
And then they probably rented every bus and then like in a 10 mile radius.
I think they did.
Because
they were
like,
they were not playing.
They weren't playing any games. Like, it doesn't matter how much it's going to cost. Because you know, like you guys, this party, I'm not kidding you. Like, I feel like to put it on would be like $10 million.
We think this is like cost like $10 million.
I'm not even kidding.
We were like doing the math.
We were trying to like kind of think like realistic. Like we're sitting down, we're like, how much would this
cost? With the performances too and people they paid. Revolve, let me tell you my experience. I've kind of like worked with Revolve a little here and there throughout mm-hmm. my career. Mm-hmm. Anytime I'm in contact with someone with Revolve, they're extremely responsive mm-hmm. and they're extremely courteous. The girls are never attitude-y. They're always the sweetest people. Revolve has always invited me to like all their events mm-hmm. every time I go and meet. Remember one of the workers we met at the Revolve house?
So cool.
They're so,
so sweet.
Cool. They're so nice. Mm-hmm. I buy a ton of Revolve clothing on my own. They've also sent me clothing. It's a mixture of both. Every single piece is Revolve is more expensive clothing. It's not like, it's like
a Nordstrom.
It's like a Nordstrom. Like you're going to pay like $60 to $80 to $100 for a piece.
Mm-hmm.
All the clothing is super, super, super luxe, super nice. And Revolve did invite us to the Revolve Fest this year. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, Revolve, for that. We appreciate that. So I think there's good and bad. I think they mess up with the transportation shuttle thing.
Definitely. It's just hard because like the thing is so big. And I think that they don't have enough people
there. What I think the main problem is for Revolve, they bite off more than they can chew.
1,000,000%. We don't even need to pause at this point.
Ty just brought me a Dr. Pepper because he knew I was dying. By the way, we just got back. Fortune cookie. Let's
fortune
read
cookie
our fortunes.
Check. Because we got home. We got in late last night and we're like, we got to do the pod today.
Literally, we were at the Revolve Fest all day mm-hmm. yesterday. Mm-hmm. Literally yesterday.
Literally. So we wanted to kind of start off with the Revolve Fest and then talk about like our Coachella experience. And like what really like went down for us.
Yeah.
Like, and like some of the trauma that's gone down.
I feel like too, we met a lot of smaller influencers at the Revolve Fest.
Oh, yeah.
And they were kind of upset about the situation because this was their first Revolve Fest. And I feel like next year I need to do like a YouTube video on what to do, what not to do, so this doesn't happen
you
to
like
smaller creators.
Should.
Like to help them out and be like, this is what you gotta do, this is what you can't do, this is what's gonna happen.
This is what you 100%
and it would save their life for
like what
Coachella
to do at
weekend.
Coachella.
What to do at Coachella.
Revolve, I mean, like
what
Revolve
to wear,
parties.
What it's gonna be like, what you can do, what you can't do, you know?
I think that'd be really, really good. And I think that would say, because we did talk to a lot of creators that we had like that just came up to us. We're fans of Full Coverage. So we love you guys. And they were just like, you know, it just like was really upsetting because I'm a small creator and like I want to get in this party. It's a very, you know,
it's a big moment.
It's a big moment. It's like an elite, like it's a very cool party to be part of. And you know, for them to, that's why they would wait because they know it's cool and they know it's like worth it and they want to show that they can get into
these
things.
Could be good for their career.
It could be good for their careers and they get to meet the Revolve people, maybe work with them in the future, get paid by them, all this kind of stuff. So it is just a hard situation because
it is.
It was literally Fire Festival comparison on Saturday.
Yeah.
Luckily it got way easier on Sunday, but Saturday was hell.
Yeah. Yeah. But luckily, so let's wait it out and see what happens next year. They mm-hmm. cleared it all up on firsthand witness. They cleared it up for Sunday.
We went to Revolve both Saturday and Sunday.
They totally cleared it up. That's why also you didn't see more of that footage coming out on the next day because Revolve totally cleared it up. So let's see how they do next year. Hopefully we won't have any of this
issues is
what I'm hoping for.
Get 10 buses from the get-go.
But that's TikTok. They're going to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm. We're opening our fortunes.
ASMR ready. Oh, there's crumbs everywhere. You're supposed to put in bed at the end of every fortune. Put in bed at the end of your in fortune. Bed? Just mm-hmm. say in bed. Okay.
What's your fortune?
You go first.
Life's greatest joys come from sharing good food.
In bed.
In bed. And honestly, accurate.
Accurate. Cast your fears aside and believe in yourself in bed. Okay.
We're going to eat the rest of our food.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. And we are back in full.
Coverage is back.
It's back. Chow mein and honey.
We have a little chow mein and orange chicken.
It was so good.
Back. Okay. So now we're going to break down like our Coachella and you're going to learn a lot about Coachella through our experiences.
Yes,
by the way,
are.
I've done this for the past 5 years, but we skipped Coachella in
Coachella.
Uh-huh. We skipped Coachella year 2020 and 21, so I haven't gone the past 2 years.
Right.
But on backwards, yes, I've gone. And experienced similar situations.
100%. You guys, so basically, so let's go and talk about like the before Coachella. You, if you're going to these events, these parties, things like that, you actually do have to get like a wristband for. That's a lot of times you'll see people with like wristbands all over their arms because you actually have to pick them up beforehand or at the festival. Technically, you can too. The line's just.
It's just a poor decision to pick them up at the festival.
It is poor.
It's poor.
Decision.
It's a poor not decision. Poor. Not poor money. It's a poor bad decision.
It's poor planning.
Decision. It's poor planning.
Because when you pick them up before, it's way easier. Okay, so they have pickups on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Festival starts Friday. If you pick up on Thursday, that's the day to
do it. That's the day to do it because a lot of people will go ahead and go to Coachella on Thursday to hit up some of the parties. Mm-hmm. So the lines in LA to pick up tickets are like
on Wednesday? though?
On Wednesday, the lines are just hours. As bad as Coachella. They're hours long.
It's like 2 hours long to pick up
these wristbands to get into all the pre-parties and after parties.
There could be a line before the line.
There's a line before the line
if you make it that way. But when we picked up our tickets, we went at like 3 o'clock on a Thursday. Literally no lines either time.
Yep.
Chilling. So we had to pick up the wristbands, the whole thing. So this time we went with YouTube. So shout out to YouTube for having us.
Shout out.
We went with them, but we decided to get our own Airbnb.
Yes.
So we decided to do our own thing when it came to that, where it's like food situation, all that stuff was
because
us.
Because every single year, me and Manny stay like in an influencer house. Mm-hmm. And while we love people, we don't love them that much.
Yeah, that's the true tea. It's just a different experience. Like I don't think we've ever gone where it was just like us two.
Like getting our own play. Oh yeah, yeah, it's always we've never a done that big before. Crowd of us going, uh-huh. Like a big group. And things get really a lot more complicated. I will say this was my most fun Coachella.
My most fun as well.
I got asked a ton, why didn't Ty go? And mm-hmm. It's because we're getting a divorce.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it here first.
I'm Tyler's kidding. Ty, chime in.
Tyler, what are you going to say? What are you saying?
I don't have my cam on. God.
Oh, my God. He's like, what happened? Oh.
Pinch my finger.
Jesus Christ.
Your hair afterwards, too. Like,
oh.
Tyler, no divorce happening?
Yeah, so, you know, me and Laura worked through it. We were able to go on the other side. Good.
So next year he's going to go to Coachella.
Yeah, you keep saying that. I don't know.
Tyler's not as much of a Coachella-y man.
I've been to Coachella like 3 times now, and I'm like, I get it. I'm not that big of like a concert goer, so.
Yeah, we were kidding about the divorce thing.
Yeah, we're joking about
it. We never clarified that.
I thought by now they knew that.
Yeah, no, I just work for the podcast.
He's our employee now.
No, but I'm more than happy to let Laura, not let her go. She can do what she wants, but
hey,
more than willing to let her go, so she can have a weekend to herself. I get to have a weekend to myself.
Mm-hmm. My man goes, let me tell you.
Oh my God, no, let me tell you.
Y'all think this dude's at home missing me? No, he's no. Literally out partying, getting drunk,
golfing.
Okay, first of all,
hookers.
Okay, let's calm down now. The lies are jumping out now.
Me and Ty are both not jealous people.
Mm-mm. Listen, we're not. Check this out. I get the weekend to myself, no wife at the house. I'm going to play a bunch of golf. I get sick while she's gone.
And he couldn't go play.
And I got stuck at the house, like just in bed, laying on the couch for like a day and a half. And it just, so I was sick the whole time.
I know. I saw your friend Jason there. I mean, he's my friend too, but like he's one of your good golf buddies. He's Val's husband. And he was like, you're out here at Coachella, Ty, sick. And I was like, shut up.
And you're like, sure is.
I'm like, what do you want me to do? Go fucking drive back to LA to give him a fucking Tylenol and a water? Like, no.
Go take a bath. Go take an Epsom salt bath. You'll be fine.
I sat in the hot tub for like 2 hours.
He went and got in our hot tub when he was sick. Who
does
that?
That's so random. Who does that? You feel better.
I was breaking my fever.
Ty, that is such a dramatic way. He's like in there with a cocktail.
Not breaking my fever.
Breaking his fever. Like, what are you doing?
That is so, what was your fever high?
I was trying to enjoy my sickness, okay? Yeah, it was the 103.
That's high.
Dangerous.
That's a high ass fever.
Well.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm scared.
Okay, but hear me out. By Sunday, he was back on the golf course. Mm-hmm.
I felt better. It was a 24-hour bug, okay?
Okay, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Were you shitting yourself?
It was. No. Actually, the opposite. I was a little constipated.
This me too. Was
I
stuck.
Didn't poop one time whenever I was at Coachella, because when I travel, I don't poop. Like
2 weeks without
my
pooping.
Body, yeah, my body, literally, if I leave holds my it house, in. It's like, nope, we're not coming out. And as soon as I walked in my front door, it was like this.
Baby, I shit every single day. Let me tell you that.
He shits 3 times a day. <I don't know. laughs> Yes, he does. My God.
Maybe like twice a day.
Manny literally waits till he comes to my house to take a shit. Literally.
I have a shitting bathroom in Laura's house, I will say.
He has literally his own shitting bathroom.
I do.
And he just walks off and goes, I'm going to take a shit.
I'm like, hey, everyone take a shit. And Laura's like, do you?
Yep. See you later.
I'll see you later. See you in 10.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, we trailed.
We trailed.
We trailed. I loved it though. I loved every second of it.
We're gonna get focused again. Coachella. So we got our wristbands and we headed on in on Friday around lunch. Mm-hmm. Me and Manny drove
over.
ourselves there to our own place, which was so nice.
Yeah, so we actually ended up staying 1.3 miles from the festival.
It was so, well, we did that on purpose. We're like, this year we want to get a place really close to the festival. Mm-hmm. You don't want to stay in Palm Springs. That's a rookie move.
That's a rookie move.
Because the places aren't cheap in Palm Springs. It's not like you're going to get some amazing deal by staying out there.
45 minutes away.
It's like 35, 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Well, with traffic, you're looking at an hour.
Oh, 100%.
In Palm Springs to get there and back. You don't want to do that. You want to try and stay in Indio, which is where Coachella is actually at. Actually, it's in Coachella, right? Isn't it called Coachella, California?
Yeah, but it's, I guess, in Indio, technically.
Technically. Coachella's to the right. Okay, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we were like, this time, let's get a place across the street, pretty much like a mile.
Yes, like a mile and a half away.
From the actual Coachella. Mm-hmm. So we did that.
So we get there, and we're like, I'm packing ours, and we're like, let's order some Postmates.
We're like, let's order Postmates before we go out because we had to get really, really
quick.
Gotta
get ready. We drove. We literally drove there for like 3.5 hours because we were in traffic.
We were in so much Coachella traffic.
At like, let's say 6 maybe?
Yeah.
5:30. Like, okay, let's order food real quick. Let's glam and then we'll go to Coachella for the night. Mm-hmm. So we order our Postmates.
This fucking guy was so mad.
He went off on Laura.
He went off on me.
He went off on her. Because he didn't realize that Coachella was going on and there was traffic around.
How do you not know if you live in that, in Indio? How do you not know? So he literally, I sent him the gate code to get in our community. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, here's the food. I gave him all the instructions. Then he starts texting me. He's like, you didn't send me the code. And I was like, oh, I did. But here it is again. Like, I was like, it's in the instructions. But I was like, here it is. Then he starts calling, but unfortunately, Tyler's phone was hooked up to the Uber Eats. So Ty's like, this Postmates guy keeps calling me. And I was like, oh, it's okay, Ty. I was like, just answer. And Ty goes, what the fuck am I supposed to tell this guy? I'm in Los Angeles.
As you're glamming, you're like, I've tried to do most of these at once.
Ty was on the golf course in Los Angeles. He's like, I don't know. And so I was like, okay, I'll call him. But then I couldn't call him because your number has to be synced to call out. So it wouldn't allow me. So I start messaging him because I'm trying to help him get to the place, and he starts writing in all caps going,
he's like, where are you guys?
He said, where are you?
Find you.
I'm like, what the so I said, Manny, I'm dressed like a hooker, like, you're gonna have to come with me so I don't get murdered,
of course,
walking around this little complex by myself trying to find this man.
So we're about to walk out. So okay, let's walk out.
Manny's half glam, by the way. I'm literally always one eye hysterical to
one
me
one eye done, and like, I'm blending the second one. I'm like, motherfucker.
He had powder everywhere. I'm over here like, he looked like a half-painted drag queen.
Yeah, exactly. And Laura looks like a hooker.
And a hooker. A so half-painted good, drag queen and it's a hooker.
Good it's a good combination. I'm literally like really quickly bending. Laura opens the door. He's there.
He's at the door.
At the door right there with our bags.
So mad. Like, he was so mad.
We're like, hi.
He was like this. He was like, do you know what's going on? And we were like, yeah.
Coachella.
It's Coachella. He's like, what is Coachella? And we're like, oh no, because I just sit in traffic for 30 minutes to get this food. Like, going off
as
on
if
me.
We had anything to do. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. We literally were like, what's going on?
He was looking at us too. Like we were insane because you're like half glam.
I look like crazy. What did he look like? He looked like he shoots bears for a living.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He just had like the army attire.
I've never heard a person describe.
You know, it's like he has like the army attire, army hat, very like.
He was very heterosexual. Like yes, very straight. He had a ponytail.
A blonde ponytail.
It was a mullet.
A mullet, maybe.
Was it a mullet or was it a ponytail?
I honestly don't even remember.
I blacked out.
Yeah. So he just looked like that kind of person. So I'm like, whenever those people like look at me, it's a lot different of an experience.
It's
not so like I'm in LA. No. Everyone's a little more loosey goosey. It's very like.
Yeah, it was like
queer boy.
You
a queer boy.
The vibe it's was like that.
That's the vibe.
I
was concerned for a second.
Was literally getting my ass chewed out by this Postmates man for simply ordering food, and I was literally trying to walk and find it. Mm-hmm. When I closed that door,
we look at each other like
we were like died.
Like, why do we have to experience this? So that was just like the start of Coachella. Then we get there tomorrow. So we actually got artist passes this year.
Explain what that is.
Artist passes are basically like, you can kind of go behind the scenes of Coachella instead of having to kind of go through the general admission or VIP. It's like another entrance. You can't really buy artist passes. You have to be gifted them. So we were gifted them by YouTube. And so we ended up going kind of behind the scenes, a different kind of route to get through it. You kind of can miss some of the intensity that goes on there, and it's basically a closer section to the stage where it's like, if you're in the artist section, it's like where all the artists are.
Yeah, they have like a barricade
for.
There's like tons of tons of people that are like artists, like all over. Like
it's
Ashley,
not like three people are an artist. It's a ton of people in artists.
Oh, a ton of people. But it's like people. Like Ashley Green. Is that her
yeah,
name?
Ashley Green stood right next.
Stood right next to us. She's from Twilight. She's Alice in Twilight.
Gosh, there's tons so of different many artists, like so tons many. Of different ones. Like celebrities, influencers, or whoever.
The little sister in Euphoria.
Oh yeah, she was standing right beside us. Mm-hmm. I love
just
her.
Like a ton,
so
just
pretty.
A ton of different people in there. Very really,
yeah,
really cool
and you basically
crowd.
They put you right up to the stage, and then they have barricades, and right behind that is like everyone else. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool
we
experience. This was
Harry.
My first year having an artist pass. Oh. I've never had that before.
What do you think? Did you like
I've
it?
Always been in the barricade screaming.
In the VIP.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
It was fun. It's honestly VIP. You spend your entire time in VIP anyway.
Yeah.
You really do. You just kind of go to artists for like a quick, just to see the show.
Oh yeah. Even when you have an artist pass, you're like, you don't actually like really hang out in the artist section.
You literally just like you just go hang out with your friends in VIP.
It's only cool. Well, it's cool for a couple of different reasons,
it's cool.
But it's really cool for the concerts.
Just to see the show.
Because you can actually see the freaking show.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what makes it kind of cool. But we had decided to go see Friday night. We wanted to see Harry. That was like our one thing. We're like, okay, we're going to stay till midnight. We're going to see Harry perform.
And let me just tell you something. If you choose to stay to the end of Coachella, to the last act, which the main headliner will go on the very, very, very last at midnight. It's always 12 o'clock in the morning when they go on.
You're doomed.
Like you can't get out of it. We're talking hundreds of thousands of people flooding out of a festival at one time. AKA you're not going to get a ride. You're going to walk for miles.
Can we talk about the celebrity encounter we had though?
Oh, that was Friday.
That was Friday night.
We had a weird celebrity encounter.
It was weird. We're not going to say who it was.
We're not going to give any
names.
But
it was very strange.
This person's very popular and very it was popular. Just like a very weird encounter. But we met like a bazillion people.
Bazillion.
I would say the number was a bazillion.
A bazillion.
Between lovely people who have followed us, other influencers, celebrities, full fam. Like we met like so many people.
So many.
This celebrity was one of them. And like, I guess like I've always like, known this person not
yeah.
personally but like
not
known
personally.
Of them
known
of
them.
Them
known of them
and I was so shocked
with like how weird they were
and
the interaction was very strange like they literally so like I was full glam I'm literally standing with Laura and they turned like they were walking past and they turned and looked at me and like stared at me like this like eyes open like very just like staring at me and like kind of tilting their head and I was like hey,
yeah,
huge fan of yours.
Yeah, maybe it was like, I'm a huge fan. It was really weird because nothing was being said from the celebrity. It was literally just like
a look.
It
stare.
Was just so, I don't want to use score scary. It wasn't scary,
it was
but
freaky.
It was weird. It was a weird. I've never had an experience like this, by the way, ever. I've never had anyone do this. And they were just kind of like, okay, thanks.
And they scoot over to Laura.
Because they're like getting through.
Walking past.
And I'm like, we love your social media. And they were like, they just kind of shook their head and looked at me and moved along.
And kept walking. And Laura look at each other like, we're going to revisit that later.
I said, we're
revisit that later because it was just such a weird interaction. I don't think I've ever had anything like that.
I've never met someone that like didn't really
talk?
Even speak to me, but like stood there to meet.
In a way, yeah.
But yeah, but didn't say. It was just such an odd
it
thing
was
that
so
happened.
Weird, you guys. It was very strange.
It was so odd, but it honestly made me feel like not very loved. But I was just what the fuck is happening?
At the end of the day, they probably were just like doing their own thing.
It did
they could be on something.
I didn't feel good.
Of course not.
It felt like a weird interaction, but I'm going to tell you something. So many people, I never want to be like, oh, they're on drugs because they acted weird. Some people just like,
or they're just not social at all.
They're
and
not
have
social.
No social cues and have no idea how to socially interact.
So I never want to be like, oh, they could be drunk or be crazy. Because it wasn't a crazy interaction. It was more of an odd interaction.
Quirky.
It was a quirky interaction.
It was a quirky interaction.
So we had that. And other than that, out of the entire Coachella, I did not have any more odd interactions.
Same.
That was my only one.
That was only like awkward one.
Awkward. Awkward.
So let's go into Saturday.
Okay, let's move on.
No. Tell about Friday night after Harry.
Honey. Okay, so as we mentioned, you're going to be
baby.
Getting out of there. Manny.
So we were one of the doomed and we learned that the hard way.
We did.
I tend to actually not stay till after headliners. I never actually really ever do.
I never do because I always want to like be able to get out there and go to the after party and not
and, like,
have
do
to
do something and not worry about.
You could potentially leaving. Be stuck at Coachella for 3 to 4 hours after if you don't get out before the last act.
That's how bad it is.
So
me and Laura were like, okay, let's go. Like Harry had just finished, but we really wanted to see him. So we were walking out. Even walking through the artist section, mm-hmm. we were like, okay, we're doomed. Mm-hmm. It funnels out to where everyone is, general, VIP, everyone, it all funnels to one place, and we have to go find this ride share. So usually at Coachella, you can't just like order an Uber and get picked up. You have to go to like a ride share section where all the Ubers are, right? Mm-hmm. But leaving, because it's not only is it Ubers, it's like you can go and park there as well.
Yeah.
So all the parking structures, all the, not even structures, parking the field, lots, like the lot. Field.
It's a gravel field.
You guys, the people that were in line trying to get out, like with their car, were in their car maybe like 3 to 4 hours.
Oh yeah, they were in their car 3 to 4 hours.
It's all funneling into one road, right? It's one street that they're funneling into.
And the police are got everything shut down, mm-hmm. and they're directing one car out at a time. It's like, when oh there's my God.
Thousands of cars.
You're never getting out there. So me and Manny looked at each other and we're like, we're either gonna stand in line and are in a car for 3 to 4 hours or else we have to walk home.
Or we walk 35, 40 minutes.
And the freezing cold. I'm talking about the wind.
The wind was rough. Like Laura gets cold easy.
Oh yeah. And I was like naked. Mm-hmm. Again, I was dressed like a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
No one likes you. What was the line from Euphoria?
You're dressed like a hooker. Look like a hooker.
No one wants me to be here right now because I'm dressed like a hooker. That was literally me.
That was literally Laura in like her hooker pants, like Maddie pants.
Actually, my outfit was inspired from that scene that
night.
That's why it's hooker.
But we ended up deciding to walk the 1.5 miles back.
Manny, his feet weren't making it. So he takes his shoes off and is like, I was walking, in boots. He's like, if I walk barefooted or like with a sock on, like I can do this, but like in these boots,
I'm not gonna make it.
I need a wheelchair.
I'm not gonna make it. I was like, my feet are literally devastated. And so I started walking and I'm in the socks. I'm like, okay, I can get through this. We have to walk through wet grass.
Wet
and I'm in a
sidewalk.
Sock, mind you. Didn't realize that it was wet.
It was freezing.
A wet sock?
It was freezing.
You guys, a wet sock is making me violent. I'm not like
not
if you
a wet
walk
sock.
Through a cold ground and it's wet and your sock, there's no feeling like that.
A wet sock is a nasty.
It's nasty. It's nasty. It's sick. And I can't it's do it. Sick. So we finally get back to the place. We're literally, you guys, it's like what, 2 a.m?
Yeah.
We are at capacity. I have a blister the
Huge.
Size of a penny.
Yeah.
On the bottom this part of my foot, like at
the ball.
The ball of it. I'm like, Laura, look at this shit. Because I would get, because from walking without the shoes too. So it was like,
my pinky toes rotted off. Both of them.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like,
I don't even have pinky toes anymore.
You actually, you just have 4 toes like this.
I left my pinky toe at Coachella.
You wanted to leave something behind and it was your pinky toe.
It's pinky toes. Mm-hmm. They're back there.
So that's how bad it was. We were both unwell because we were freezing walking back. This is part of the Coachella experience that no one fucking talks about.
Also, a really great part of our experience. Also, I embrace these things. I think they're in a sick,
it's funny. I think
in
it's
a
funny
sick
after.
Way. I think all this shit is so funny that
it's
happens
part of
to
it.
Us.
It's like
it's
part of the experience.
Of it. You have to embrace it.
You have to know that's going to happen.
Me and Manny stayed. Everybody, by the way, my TikTok were like, wow, gated community. I'm like, no, every community there is gated because of the festival. They just lock up all the little townhouses and apartment and mm-hmm. with a gate. Like, it's not like a special gated community. Just everything's gated so mm-hmm. people can't act like an idiot and get in.
Yeah.
So our gated community we're staying in by Coachella, we could get out with the car because like it would censor the car and the gate would open, mm-hmm. but it doesn't censor a body. So me and Manny were jumping a gate to get in and out.
The fence every single
the fence.
Day.
We would jump the fence of
every
the community.
Every time we left, we'd have to jump the fence.
So I filmed it. I documented it. If you want to see what that looks like, go watch my TikTok. It's on there. It's great. It's great.
I can't believe like we literally were jumping the fence every single day.
My favorite thing is like after parties, we'd come home at like 4 a.m. and like our Uber would drop us off at the gated community. And we'd be like, thank you. And then we would go jump a gate and they would just be like,
what the fuck? These fucking kids, dude.
They're just jumping in this neighborhood.
Just jumping the neighborhood.
We're like, no, we're staying here.
We actually are living here.
Don't understand
right now,
how to unlock the gate.
So that was our Friday.
And then we slept till, cause we went to bed at like 3:30 or so. So
we got to like 3 on Friday.
So we slept till like 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then on.
And it's boom glam already.
And then, okay. So Saturday was our big day. Me
that's
and
a
Manny
long day.
Had three huge things planned. We want to go to
Revolve, Neon, and Coachella.
Yep. Oh, Tyce, go to a break. We got to go to a break.
Laura's over here blacking out like.
We got to go to a break.
We're going to a break.
And we'll be right back.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
We are back here on Full Coverage, and we're going to finish up our Coachella experience.
Saturday and Sunday, we got left to do.
Okay, so Saturday was our big day. We want to do Revolve Fest. That's huge. Coachella, that's huge. And that night, we want to go to Neon Carnival.
Also, by the way, we're hanging out with our my friend CJ, like, the entire time. Shout out to CJ. She actually did a reality house with me.
CJ is actually, she did WWE wrestling for 7 years. She's a Svetlana. Pro. Svetlana.
Mm-hmm. CJ Perry.
And she's also an actor. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. She does all these things. She's one of my favorite people now.
She's so fucking cool.
Yep.
We were actually the coolest. We were hanging out with her too, because we were just like kind of going stuff with them. But I just wanted to give her a shout out because I love her.
So basically it was like us four, because her friend Courtney. So yes. It's like there was like four of us the whole time. We just hadn't mentioned CJ yet. So CJ was with us the entire time.
Yes.
Experiencing all these things.
All these crazy things with us. So on Saturday, we're like, okay, we get up. We literally get up at like 11, like officially get out of bed at 11. And then we go and grab food.
By the way, I wake up like at 6 a.m. So
I know.
But I was going to bed so late.
There was no way, like, you were not going to be doing that.
So I forgot my toothbrush naturally. So the first time I actually got to brush my teeth was Saturday at noon.
Oh, yeah,
it was
moon.
Saturday at noon.
At noon, because we had to go to CVS to get your toothbrush.
My breath was stunk.
Oh, at least you had mouthwash.
I brushed my teeth on Friday morning and then Saturday at noon. Oh, and I did take mouthwash. But anyway.
And floss. And you fingered it.
I fingered brush my teeth.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do.
So you made it work with what you had.
Yes, it did.
But next to her, I was like this.
Oh, shut up. My breath could never sting, honestly.
It really, honestly, it does, like, nothing was happening. Like, you smelled great.
I probably just didn't talk that close to
you're
you.
You're like this. like the girl on Pinterest is like this.
I'm like, hi, how are you?
You're so cute to see you right now. We were
doing that. That's what I was doing.
You're so cute to see you
my
right
stank
now.
Breath. Again, part of the Coachella experience.
It's part of it.
So we the get jerk. Up, we get ready, we get me, CJ, Courtney, and Manny.
We get to Revolve.
We go. She has a private driver, so he drops us off at the Revolve shuttle. We hop right on, because again, we got there early. Mm-hmm. We got there at like 2:15. CJ had a meltdown because her black.
The makeup.
So CJ.
Oh my God. I forgot about this.
She dyed her hair dark.
Yep. Dyed her hair dark. And then she put like, you know, like the color spray to like make
just
sure
to
everything
touch
is like kind of good.
Just to touch up the patches.
Touch up spray. You know? Yes. Touch up spray.
And so she has spritzed it. But what we didn't realize is apparently the spritz got.
So her hair is down like this.
On the sides of her face.
Sides of her face. So on one side of the face. Her cheek was like black right here. And I'm like, CJ.
I'm talking about like super black.
There's like a couple of black patches. And she goes like this.
Oh.
Spreads it like it's like pitch black. And we're like, oh my God. So then luckily we have like a translucent powder.
We had one makeup wipe.
We have one makeup wipe. We have a translucent powder.
We have a sponge.
I have lipstick.
And a lipstick, and we had BB cream.
And a CC cream. And so we're like, we can make this work. You can use the lipstick as blush. We can like make sure it happen, right? So when she would like move and she would do something, go like this, it started getting everywhere.
We were like, where is it coming from? Because
it was
every
on her
time
nails.
She would clean it off, it would literally be like a huge streak of black across her face. And it just kept happening. She kept having to take this one makeup wipe that was filthy and keep wiping it off. She was doomed.
She was a trooper, though.
She was. She really was. Because
I'm telling you, if that happened to me, I'd be like, I want to go home.
Yeah, I would. I would have. A, I would
like.
Cried.
I would have had a meltdown. Like, really, seriously, especially being like a beauty guru, I'd have been like, and, I'm like, done.
Trying to go to a freaking festival.
Yes.
So there was that.
That was crazy. So we got through. Then we ended up going to Coachella for like a couple hours. We saw Megan Thee Stallion, which was amazing.
God, there were so many people there, though.
It was, you guys, Saturday at Coachella, it's different than Friday and Sunday.
Always the busiest day.
Saturday is like out of this world.
Out of this.
Amount of people. It's like not okay.
So this is the part where things get interesting, because what people don't know is majority of Uber drivers out at Coachella, they're not taking people by the Uber app. They're bartering with people on $100 cash prizes. Like, they want cash. Like, they want to negotiate with you. And if you haven't been to Coachella before, you might just order an Uber and sit there and wait on it. It's probable that you might not get an Uber doing
that. You probably won't even get
one. Gotta walk up to these cars and you gotta argue and barter with these people on a price rate.
Unless you're doing the like rideshare thing where it's like,
but you can't even get the you can't even freaking get in there because there's so many people doing it.
It's true. Like, if you want to get out there at a decent time.
Yeah. So we immediately know, we know what time it is whenever we leave. CJ, me, you were like, yes,
like, let's go to Neon.
But we're like, we're gonna have to. We're going to have to barter for a car.
We end up having to pay.
Y'all, let me explain.
Please explain.
20 minutes away. When you say?
What?
Neon Festival. Like the ride. 15. Okay. 15 minutes. It's a 15 minute ride from Coachella to Neon. Tell them how much we paid, Manny.
$350.
$350 for three of us. To get a 15-minute ride. And Neon. That is how Coachella is. And if you like order Uber from your phone, the price is going to be $150.
Yeah, a friend of mine literally like ordered like at the rideshare, got out of there. It was $150 to go 20 minutes for a regular Uber. So like, it was insane.
Yeah, but we weren't going to have to, like, this guy was like, I can take you straight there. Like, we don't even have to wait in this traffic. Yep. Like, I can cut through and take you straight there.
And we're like,
but wait. He's like, $350. And we
wanted four.
He wanted $400.
We got him down to $350.
Because I was like, dude, I was like, look at the cash I have. And he wouldn't take Venmo or anything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't, me and CJ were like, we were all like,
I had no cash on me.
You're right.
It was really Laura and CJ. They were like, okay, you guys have
which
to fucking.
Which that gets interesting later.
Yeah. It does. This is also Saturday night. So we were like, okay, we have to figure it out. We only have $350 on us.
Yeah.
And so he finally took it, thank God.
So he took it, thank God, and he dropped us off, paid him $350. So at this point, we're at Neon Carnival,
so
right?
Neon is so fun, you guys. Honestly, Neon is so fun. We met up with CJ's friends. We were all hanging out, having fun. It's basically a actual carnival with carnival games.
It's like a rave, too.
It's a rave and a carnival at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's literally like both of those combined. And they just have like a bunch of different little, like, they have rides. They have little like carnival attraction games, like throwing a dart, hitting a balloon, you get a prize. Like, super fun. And it's all like lights everywhere. Everyone's on Molly. Everyone's on E.
Everybody's on shrooms.
Yes, everyone's like fucked
it's
up.
It's a very, very heavily drug use experience.
Especially
as
there.
A lot of raves are.
Absolutely. Especially, like, that's like what it is. It's that's like bright what it is. And lit and it's insane. So we had a lot of fun there, but we ended up deciding, okay, we should probably get out of here around 2:30.
We saw 3. Jared Leto there. I'm going to throw that in.
Right past us.
Right. Manny goes, we're like standing there because you get free drinks and stuff. So we're just like chilling, standing at a table, talking. And literally this man walked right in front of us and Manny goes, that is Jared Leto. And I look and it sure freaking was.
The fact
was.
That he's 50 and looks that good shocks me.
Honey.
Because he looked very handsome.
It don't make no sense.
I'm actually very confused.
50, yeah.
I was very confused. But yeah, we actually saw like a ton of celebrities there.
Tons of celebrities.
Like, so many. But we're like, okay, let's get out here at 3.
Let's get out here.
Like, we got there at 12.
Our goal was to leave at 3 a.m.
It was like, we got there at 12. I was like, we can be here for a few. Actually, we might have gotten there even later.
I think we got there later than 12. Maybe just because it was so crazy getting out of Coachella. Yeah.
And we were like, okay, we'll be here for 2 hours. We told ourselves we'll be here for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So like, okay, let's get out of here at 3. We go to like the rideshare area. We're like, we're trying to barter these people.
To get out to leave.
So this guy's like, okay, I'm going to tell you how much I'm going to charge you. And we're looking at it. And he's like, I'll charge you guys $110. And we're like, oh my God,
$110 to take us home.
Yes.
We're like,
please.
Just absolutely. And then he was like, I want cash or I want Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Manny don't have cash app. We didn't have cash on us either. Didn't have cash because
I gave
all my cash to the other Uber.
Yep. So we're like, okay, let's go to the ATM. Like, we'll grab on the way.
He's like, yeah, I would rather do ATM. So he's like, can I take you? And we're like, yes.
Perfect.
We're like, perfect, we'll go to ATM. This guy.
On our way there, we found out a lot about this man, and we understood why he was charging $100.
We understood because His favorite phrase to use when driving is no cop, no stop.
Uh-huh.
He ran every red light,
yep,
every stop sign. Yep. It was one of those things where you're like slowly, and there's no register. And also
he's calling everyone like idiots, by the way. Everyone. Let's talk about that.
He's like, you see that girl right there trying to order Uber? Stupid. She's stupid. You see this fast food restaurant that's not open right now?
Stupid. They could be getting so much money. They're stupid. Like everything was stupid and everyone was idiots to him. So me and Laura look at each other like,
Oh my god. I was like, he's calling.
He was just like very aggressive and very intense and very like
very
just,
intense.
I don't know. He was wild.
I'm telling you, when I saw him running red lights, I was slowly buckling up. I didn't want to like offend him because I was 100%. Scared, but I was like slowly. So he pulls up to the ATM.
You guys, okay, mind you, now it's like, what time is it? Like 3:30?
Yeah.
It took a while for us to get the car.
3:30 in the morning.
Nothing good happens after 12. My mom always told me that.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So I was like, it's pitch black. We're at an ATM. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go grab some cash for you.
Manny just looks at me.
I look at Laura and I'm like.
He's like this. You need to get the fuck out of the car.
I essentially was like.
He gives me a head nod, pointing towards his head towards the window. And he is his way of saying, get the fuck out of this car.
You in this car with this man by yourself. So I literally was like, you need cash too, right?
I was like, oh my God. Yes, I'm going to pay for half of this. I was like, let me get my purse. Let me get my bag and get out.
So we walk out. We go get cash together. We're like, are we going to go? Are we going to fucking die? Because the thing is, you know, I realized afterwards when we got back to the house, I thought we didn't like Uber here.
Right.
We literally paid a stranger $110.
And got in the car with him.
To go home. What the fuck is going on?
So imagine, I told Manny, as soon as he got out of that car by himself and goes to the ATM, you're just going to hear the car pull off with
and
me
I'll never
back.
See Laura again.
That's for me.
That's literally what I'm scared. Like, that's what I was like, get out of this
car. Get out of the fucking car. He was like, get out of the car.
So we end up getting home. It's like 4 a.m. We are literally destroyed, by the way.
Destroyed.
We are shells of humans.
My favorite thing is when this crazy man drops us off at our place, we're like going to jump the gate at 4 a.m. And he's just like.
We just look like psychopaths.
He's like, I didn't see nothing. I don't want to know nothing.
Exactly. So at least we survived when we got back.
Do you remember whenever we were walking out of our community and I literally fell?
From nothing.
I do that a lot, though.
You guys, it's because the wind was so strong that Laura's like, hey, look how strong it is. And she fucking falls forward, thinking the air's going to catch her. No air catches her. Let me tell you that. And she's like, ah, and falls on her fucking knees, dude. Spread eagle like a fucking pancake.
I literally was trying to pretend like I was
I'm flying.
The wind's so strong. There was no wind. The wind just cut off. It just turned off.
It just turned off.
I literally collapsed.
You guys, it was hilarious. That was, I think, on Saturday as well. Saturday was just a lot happening.
I went to bed at 4 a.m. So I don't remember the last time I went to bed at 4 a.m. But last time I went to Coachella was the last time I went to bed at 4 a.m.
Yeah, because that's what Coachella is.
We laughed until we were crying.
Oh my God, not us eating burgers on the... Okay, you guys. Also on Neon Carnival.
Sticky goo. The gum.
Saturday was eventful. So the thing is at Neon... So a lot of these places like don't have like a lot of food, right? Like there's like one little baby food station and everyone's like... hungry.
Here's the crazy thing is me and Manny bought a shit ton of snacks to bring with us. We never packed on any of the days. No. We always forgot the snacks.
Always forgot snacks.
And then as soon as we get out there, I'd be like, we forgot food.
I'm hungry.
We only have 6 hours to go. We forgot food.
We forgot food. So we literally were like, okay, let's go into this little line. Let's grab some little burgers. Took us a little while, but we got through it. We go to like the side and start eating our little burgers.
Literally on the ground in the corner on the grass, like filth. Filth was everywhere.
We literally were like little rodents.
Rodents.
By the trash, eating our burger.
By the trash on the ground. I remember at one point my tomato just slides out of my burger into the dirt and grass, and I put it back on my burger ate that bitch. I was like,
It's also like 3 a.m, so we're like, we don't care.
It's more of like survival vibes.
It's survival of the fittest.
Like
at this point, surviving. Laura's, I put my hand down.
To prop himself up.
To prop myself up. It's gum.
I got gum stuck to my hand. I have a picture of that.
It literally was the nast. I was like.
That was the funniest. I've laughed so hard.
Laura almost blacked out laughing. So let's just zoom it.
Get it. Get in there.
I just want you guys to see that, okay?
Yep.
That's gum on my hand that I put down. So Laura's on the ground eating her burger.
Literally,
let's pull that one up.
Oh, yeah. That's on your IG, actually, I think. You're right. If you guys want to know some context to that, that's what's happening there.
So that's what's happening. We're literally on the ground by the trash. That's what's
going
on.
By the trash. There's trash all around us covering
trash everywhere. And so we're literally, we are trash.
We are trash.
We are also with trash. We are combined. We are one with the trash.
We blended in well.
And so that was our Saturday.
But I fell over at one point in that. I sat in something so sticky.
I bet it was like soda, because soda was like super sticky.
I think someone spilled like a sugary mixed drink or something, because it was so sticky. So I was wearing this metal chain outfit naturally, and the metal kept sticking to my ass like so hardcore, so uncomfortable. So I lifted and I was like, Manny, shine your light.
Black.
My whole ass was covered in black goo. My whole ass. I'm talking about, I'm sorry to that man for the back of his Uber seats. Because my ass was so glued to the seat, because how sticky it was. There was nothing I could do. I was trying to pour my water on my ass.
Wasn't working. So yeah, scrub that off.
When we got back, I immediately was like, let me jump in the shower to get the sticky off me, because I was covered. It was covering my hands and everything. And when I took off my metal outfit, my whole body was black because the metal on the outfit was rubbing off on my skin. I've never looked this worse in my life.
No one ever is going to want to go to Coachella after this.
No one's going to want to go to Coachella after this. But let me tell you, trauma. It's so much fun. Like, that was so much fun for me.
It was amazing. You guys, especially like experiences like that, like make for like the best stories too. Like,
they do.
So I enjoy them. Like, it's fun. Going through that bullshit, because that's literally what it is.
I think shit is funny. And that's my issue.
We were literally laughing so hard.
Every bad situation that we get ourselves into is hilarious.
I'm an uncomfortable laugher, so I really as well.
That's me. Think it's funny. And then Sunday is not well.
It's
not well. And that was literally yesterday, by the way, because we're filming this on Monday. That was yesterday.
We had gotten up at 11 o'clock. We look at each other like, are we alive?
Are we okay? Are we alive?
Like, are we going to be okay? I didn't even glam on Sunday. I literally went. I know.
Full glam.
I did not, because I was like, I don't have it in me. My blisters had transferred from just one to have three. And I can barely even walk at this point, literally unwell. I'm like, okay, let's just do Revolve.
Let's do
a quick Revolve moment, we'll literally pop out and leave Coachella.
And that's when we went back to the bus shuttle on Sunday, and we were like, whoa, there's no one here. So I was like, either they figured out the situation or this festival is dead. The Revolve Festival. We go to the Revolve Festival, there's so many people there. So we were like, okay, they figured out the bus situation. And like I noticed online, I didn't see any more drama coming from that. So, and then we left Revolve, went back, threw our bag in the car, and left Coachella and drove back to LA, which was only a 2.5 hour drive because we didn't hit the traffic.
So we knew that leaving today, that we were going to be doomed.
People were just sitting in traffic hungover today.
For hours. And so I'm like, if we go on Sunday night, like we should be good.
And we had to film the podcast today.
And we had to film the podcast today, of course, too. But I was also devastated that I didn't get to see Doja Cat, but we'll see eventually.
Oh my God.
I was so sad, but I was like, I knew that we had to film the pod. We couldn't stay in that traffic. Like, it was just a lot going on.
Yep. And then that was that.
That was our Coachella.
It was so much fun, though. I have a vlog going up on my vlog channel.
Fuck yeah. Maybe it'll be going up this week.
Do you want to plug your new makeup launch?
Oh my God, I had a makeup launch.
Let's talk about
my nude prism collection that just launched.
My God, we wore it all Coachella.
I know, we did. I know, we literally wore it the entire time. And it was amazing. And everything is like going through. Things are going out for a while. Like, I didn't even say this on like my stuff. But when we had expected all of our lip oils to come in on Thursday. Coming on Thursday, our launch is happening Friday. So I'm like, okay, great. It's perfect timing. We're getting on Thursday. It all goes out Friday. It's gonna be great. Our shipment got sent on Thursday to Alaska.
The lip oils were in Alaska.
So we literally like, the thing is, the problem is that the launch was already happening. Like, it was done. Everything was already done. My video was already uploaded. It was happening. So I'm like, okay, well, hopefully. And they're like, okay, we're gonna try to airship it to you from Alaska to there. It just took till like, it didn't even get, I don't think, to us. Till Wednesday.
And
we're like, this is literally.
This is what it's like owning a small business.
This is what it's like owning a small business. And we're just trying to figure it out along the way. And like, I'm so happy. Like, thank you for everyone for being so patient. Cause it's like, we had issues with them coming to us. And obviously it gets issues going to them. Like our customers for Lunar. And so I was like freaking the fuck out. So that's kind of what happened. Like behind the scenes, like it was sent to like a completely different state.
Absolutely nuts.
I was like, this. I'm in a blackout right now. Yeah. Like, I was so stressed. I literally was not okay. But I was like, okay, let me be calm. It's not going to be, because I knew it was on its way. So I'm like, it's not going to be out of your hands. It's out of my hands. And I knew that it was not going to be longer than like, let's say 2 weeks. Perfect. Some people like literally will order something and they won't even get it for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like it's gotten so bad with the shipping and brands that I'm like, okay, I know it's on its way. So it'll at least take like a week to get to us. So finally it's gotten here and it's a week. And now we're finally able to send out like everything out.
product is shipping. You guys check out the collection, lunarbeauty.com. They have the check new palette, six pan, well pan, blush palette, really beautiful colors. Mm-hmm. I wore it all weekend at Coachella.
It was great.
And then he has
it's laid the lip oils. And the lip oils. So the thing is, and the reason why it's also a while too is because we had a lot of orders from it.
You guys can also like use my code, you know?
And use code Laura Lee if you want to. Use code
Laura Lee if you want. It doesn't work on bundles because I always get people saying, your code doesn't work. So I always try to put a little disclaimer. If you buy it, because it's already discounted. The bundle, you're already getting the discount. So, but if you buy like some individual products differently on the website, you can use my code Laura Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Save 10%. We'll link it, everything down below in the description. So you guys be sure to check out Prism Nude Collection, lunarbeauty.com.
So that's happy. That's
lunarbeauty.com.
The bane of my existence is like this when this happens. And I just can't even.
Well, people are going to love their stuff when they get...
Oh, you have to use the shade Laura on the lids.
Oh my God, I have a shade in the palette called Laura. I do. It's so pretty. I'm doing some looks. We're going to Gigi Gorgeous' birthday party tomorrow night, and I'm going to do a gorgeous new look with it. Yep.
Okay, you guys. We love you so much. Thank you guys for watching the pod. Don't forget to subscribe. Like the whole nine.
The whole shebang.
We love full fam.
Bye, guys.
We love you. See you next episode. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.